You're listening to SBS News.
It's been 1 year since the killing of a British journalist and Indigenous expert in the Amazon rainforest. Friends, colleagues and family members have gathered in several Brazilian cities to honour their memory and carry forward their work. Federal prosecutor Felicio Pontes deals in issues related to collective protection, especially the defence of the traditional peoples and communities of the Amazon.
It is very important to have a social mobilisation because what we have seen in the Amazon history is the impunity of all these murders. There are hundreds of rural workers, Indigenous, Quilombolas leaders, religious people that died while fighting to defend the Amazon, and Don Phillips and Bruno Pereira are also part of this list.
Dozens of people turned out for demonstrations in Rio de Janeiro, São Paulo, Brazil's capital, and Bahia State, Salvador. Gatherings also took place as far away as London, as well as in Atalaia do Norte, a small Amazon town near the remote, sprawling Javari Valley Indigenous Territory. It was just outside that territory where the two men were brutally killed. At São Paulo's University of Campinas, anthropology professor Antionka Capaberib paid tribute to the men.
I just wanted to offer an applause for Dom Phillips and Bruno Pereira, to Marcos Meron, Chical Shikuru, to Paulino Gajaraja, and to all that died, and so no one else may die.
The police investigation into their deaths has unravelled an international network that pays poor fishermen to fish illegally in Indigenous territory. Mr. Phillips had been reporting on the complex dynamics playing out in the region, where trespassers often enter the protected Indigenous reserves to hunt and fish. He was navigating with Mr. Pereira, who had been working with local Indigenous communities for over a decade and acted as Mr. Phillips' guide. Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva also paid tribute to the men, while he unveiled a plan to end deforestation by 2030.
Bruno Pereira and Dom Phillips deserved and should have been here today, in this moment when they would have the Brazilian government as an ally and not as an enemy, contrary to what happened in the last 4 years. The best way to honour and ensure that your struggle was not in vain.
President Lula da Silva's plan for zero deforestation is set to involve replanting as much as is cut down by restoring native vegetation stocks as compensation for legal vegetation removal. The goal is set to be implemented over 4 years and marks the fifth phase in a plan created 20 years ago by President Lula.
We must tell the loggers in this country who want to tear down, plant and forest what they want to cut to make a chair, to make a wardrobe or bed, another 300-year-old tree in the Amazon, is not the property of anyone. It's the property of humanity, and we must fight to preserve and punish those who do not want to respect it.
President Lula's action plan was suspended during his predecessor President Jair Bolsonaro's time in office. In a Twitter statement, President Lula alluded to the policies of his predecessor, saying Brazil had resumed its leading role in tackling climate change after 4 years in which the environment was treated as an obstacle to the immediate profit of a privileged minority. Brazil's Environment Minister Marina Silva echoed this sentiment as she joined the president in revealing their environmental plan.
Bringing social and environmental protection and the issue of climate change to the centre of the government's activities and priorities goes beyond being an ethical and civilising commitment. It's also the greatest asset that Brazil has to enter in the world, attract investment, generate jobs, and once again be a protagonist in solving major global challenges.
Ahead of the first anniversary of Mr. Phillips' disappearance, his family and friends have launched a fundraiser to complete his work. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.